It was there.
Yeah.
Well, God, thank you.
Practice the presence of God. He know God was there with him.
So that's a good example.
The presence of God.
God said it, believe it.
But we're to live that way.
Yes, exactly.
We are to live.
Live by faith.
Just to live by his faith. You know.
But yeah, that's what he wanted to be, the senior son.
I liked it. Thank you.
He wanted to be, and most people have taken it to be just, you know, everybody gets a double portion of anointing.
Yeah.
They don't big no know what that really.
Don't you get?
Man, I just look at them and say, oh, okay. You know.
Well, don't you get all that anointing when you're born again anyway?
Yeah, you get it, but it's an increase. It's how you apply yourself that increase. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't bring out how he practiced the presence of God there. He practiced the presence of God because Elijah told him, now you didn't ask for a hard, difficult thing here. He said, if you can see me when I leave here, you know. But he practiced the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
He knew Elijah had God.
Yeah.
Yes.
And wherever he went, Elijah, I want to go to the bathroom by myself. I mean, can you stay? He said, no. Here's my log going, I'm going to. You ain't getting away from me. I want to be in your presence.
That's why.
So that was another practicing the presence.
And a big
way
to practice presence of God is our church. To be around all of us. And to be
that's good.
That's a good practice.
That's good.
Because the more you come to church, the more you want to.
That's true.
The less you come, the less you want to.
Yeah.
You're not staying.
That is so true, Mary.
Your appetite. When you have an appetite for God, you want the things of God. You can't get enough of it. You know, I like to, I value listening to him, what he has to say. Mm-hmm. And I learned to trust him. So I learned something from my wife years ago. If she's doing a big project, she'll do a little bit every day. Now, I'll do a lot as much as I can until I wear myself out and go to sleep. I'll work till I can't. But she'll do a little bit every day, and she's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Then I noticed I value that, so I started practicing that so I would be fresh and do God's word better, you know. When I wrote that book, I wrote a little bit every day, a few pages every day. Eventually, it was finished. In a few months, it was done. Instead of taking the whole day just cramming, it was better that way. But the Lord, when he taught me about sowing and reaping, he showed me something about time. You can use time to your advantage.
Amen.
To do something great, don't take you, a lot of times people say, that's too expensive. That's going to cost me too much. It's going to cost too much time. But it really don't. If you take a portion of time every day, and devoted to the things of God, God can do so much with you. He said, if you want to make great changes, you just you make a few adjustments in what you do every day. And with that kind of wisdom, I started practicing that. And I would ask the Lord questions. He would answer me, and I would make the right adjustments. And before you know it, I've done something that he wanted me to do.
Amen.
And when I go in his presence, you sense things, you learn things. And every time I learn something, or some people will say reach another level in God, it's really just you introduce the truth and you start walking in more truth. That's what you're really doing.
Amen. That's good.
Well, I didn't want to go back to the way I was. I want to use all this knowledge and go forward and do even better. And there's always ground the game. So the same thing with the presence of the Lord. If you're faithful with what's holy, the Lord will give you more. If you ask him for knowledge, he'll give it to you. And you don't take that knowledge and then say, oh, okay, now I know. And just forget about it. You use it in your life. And it's incorporated into what you do every day.
Yeah.
And it's going to make a greater change.
Yeah.
So there were things that I wanted to do better. And I said, Lord, I want to, the times that I missed God I, you know, God wanted me to do something, and I didn't have the courage to do it. There were times that that happened. Even though I was following God, some things I didn't do, or I paused, or I did it later. I said, Lord, I got to get rid of that. That can cause, that can really be a problem. You know, at the wrong time, at a strategic time, if I fold, then something greater can't happen. And that doesn't need to happen.
That's where Mary's talking about, talking all the time to God comes in play.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit guiding and strengthening and giving you. You do what you're supposed to do, but when you stay with the practice in His presence, you're going to get it.
Yes.
That's true, because now, people not always with us, but God is with us all the
time. Oh, yeah. Man.
So we can talk to Him all the time. Mm-hmm. Some folks say I'm so lonely. Just, I mean, I'm so lonely. You know, she lives by herself. You know, I'm so lonely. Oh my God, she got time. She can talk to the Lord. You know, but I understand what she meant physically. Yep. You know, sometimes you want to be in the presence of some people.
Mm-hmm.
But take that advantage of being in the presence of God, and He will put people in your life.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus.
Well, I've got friends and everything, but I was just thinking, a year ago, I guess it was, and, you know, I've got lots of people, but I don't see them all the time, and so, but I was just thinking that somebody that just liked me a lot, and, and you know, did things, we could go out to eat once a week or something, he put Karen in my life. Karen with her hair down to here.
Yeah.
She's such a blessing. She loves me so unconditionally. She says I'm her twin.
She's a wonderful person, I tell you.
And I love her too.
She's a funny person.
She's wonderful.
She is. She's a delight.
Mm-hmm. And see,
you
know,
at different seasons, you put different people
in. Yeah, just
in,
like
know?
I said, like, Rhonda's talking about asking. Mm-hmm. Well, I just simply ask, you know, and I need another friend. And Karen needed it too, so it just worked out great.
Yeah.
I mean, she loves me so unconditionally. She builds me up all the time, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And so what's happened, we're called twins, and then Pam and Quinetta, they decided they're twin sisters too in our prayer group. But see, that's just practicing His presence, asking. God just fits all this together, doesn't He?
He does. He thinks of everything.
Everybody.
And the more the more I trust Him, the more I want to trust Him.
Yes.
Because I know some things He revealed to me. Now, He wants you to believe Him. You know, that's just a given. If He says something, it's our responsibility to believe it. He likes to
separate trust from believing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's a different dimension, like Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe somebody, you trust them.
Yeah.
So it's all interwoven together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you grow in trust.
Now, he taught me
the
this.
The more I know you, the more I can trust you.
Yes.
You
know, and that's faith. Like,
I've gone wrong to know Mary, I can trust her.
Yes.
Now, he taught me trust is a noun. It's a condition. It's not active.
It's different, but yet it's like the three in one. It's different on itself, but it's all united together.
You got to have it all when you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I trust Him, I use my faith. Faith is active. And you can have faith and not trust. And you can have trust and not faith. you can trust God and not act on it. Because I trust Him, I act. Mm-hmm. I do something. So I didn't want there to ever be a time that He wanted me to do something, and I froze. So I started confessing I would do all that's in His heart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking to my future. I'm putting a safeguard on my next move, on the next thing of God, so I can be on point.
That's good.
You're telling your flesh what your flesh is going to do.
Yeah.
You're
telling your soul what your soul's going to do, and your spirit's outweighing all of them, so the soul and the flesh line up with what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Most of all, it's becoming established in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're establishing it in your heart.
That's good, Mary.
Yeah.
And it will operate on its own.
Because sometimes
when time comes.
When the opportunity to come, you have to act then.
Yes.
I missed a vision one time. I began to see a vision. But it kind of caught me off guard. And this is one reason I do it. I do all this in His heart. I was laying in the bed, and my ceiling opened up, and I could see the stars. I was supposed to just go with it and see whatever He was going to show me. I could see the stars. It's like the ceiling was gone. And I didn't move. I knew I was supposed to, but I didn't. It caught me off guard, and I froze. I didn't go. Well, I don't know what he would have shown me, but next time something like that happens, I'm going with it.
Yeah.
And
thank you, Jesus.
And you know, he knew what I would do and where I was, but that inspired me to always go with God, do what he say.
Yes.
There, everything has its own challenge. Every time he guided the apostles to go somewhere, they were challenged. And so when he gave me an assignment, something new to do, I protect it. I tell Satan, you can't, just like Ray's going to meet the Chinese man today. I'm over there saying, Satan, you're not going to hinder. You know, he can't. You know, if you bind him, he's bound. Otherwise, he's coming.
Now, I was praying for the understanding of the man.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit think of everything.
That's right. And that's why we're about to get the
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, she will. Well,
yeah.
She don't,
every
you
joint.
Will.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
powerful. And everything's important. You know, if you got a V8.
Can I just say that? The church, what we call the early church, they're still supplying.
Yes.
Just one church.
Amen.
They're still supplying to us.
Yeah.
We're reading about them in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. They're still supplying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just one body. And yeah. they're still supplying to every joint, to every...
Ooh, that's power. That's power.
You know, a V8 engine, if it's not hitting on every cylinder, you may hear people say that. Or you may hear somebody say it's missing.
Hey, we're
right. As the crankshaft spins, every cylinder fires in its sequence. If one of them don't work, there's a stutter in the motor.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel it. It's not right. And people take it to the mechanic because it's not running smooth anymore.
Right.
Well, when the body of Christ, when we're hitting on all cylinders, when the Lord is ready, you fire. When he's ready for you to do something, you join in. You do whatever it is immediately. Uh-huh. Then it's a smooth operation.
Amen.
But if you stop, there's a tremor. And it...
That's a good example. Very good.
Yeah. That doesn't have to happen. Every time the Lord would give me visions of what happened if certain pastors were following. Or he... And I wanted that to happen. I saw it, so it was so clear. And I wanted it to happen. It was going to be good. They were very anointed. Now, I'm not trying to pick on the pastor. I wanted the things of God, the mightiest things of God, to happen, because time was going to happen regardless. But when you yield to the Lord, His glory comes, and you yield to His glory, His wisdom comes. You yield to His wisdom. His knowledge come. You yield to His knowledge. You going forward. And guess what happens? You bear fruit after your kind.
Yes.
But if you misfire, you still bear fruit after your kind.
Mm-hmm.
And these were, you know, I have children because of a certain pastor. He said, anybody want to have children? Come up now. I want to pray for you. And my wife came up, and he laid hands on her, and we started having children. We were married 8 years before all of our children were born, and they are a blessing.
Yes, they are.
And they, I mean, and I wanted what he could do to be multiplied. If you don't follow God, there will be no multiplication. It'll be as it is, which is good or acceptable, but it won't be perfect. Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
We're out of time, but I thank you for your timeless word. Your word is timeless.
He's practicing the presence of God.
And, you know, we may be out of time, but you're not. You'll continue to bless those who have ears to hear by your spirit. Thank you, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
That's good, Apostle.